Hey guys, how you guys doing? It has been a while since I made my last podcast. 2019, to be in fact, was my last podcast. And the reason I haven't made anything is I've been busy. I started my own clothing brand called ISCO Clothing Co. It has been a ride. It's pretty successful now. I make like $400 like a week, so that's pretty good. But anyways, ISCO Clothing Co. That's the topic today. I started it last Christmas, like the end of Christmas. I was laying on my couch watching a movie, and it ISCO, the name just popped into my head, and I was like, whoa, that's interesting. And I kind of liked it, and I saved it in my notes, the name ISCO. And then the next day I was like, ooh, clothing brand. And it went from there. It was a struggle at first, like to get products out and stuff, but now I'm actually doing quite well for myself. I'm only 16 years old, and I've got a successful clothing brand. I mean, like, it's only really successful in like my area, but hopefully I will go worldwide one day. I mean, isn't that the idea with all things in the world, all small businesses, you know, to get up in the world one day and get an actual company going that people will like and people will enjoy. But eventually I'm going to try and do that. I don't even have a website yet. You're probably wondering, how am I doing it without a website? Well, it's marketing. I use Snapchat and Instagram to get what my products are out every single month, and that's about it. And then people just DM me, they're like, yeah, let me get that, and I'm like, okay. And that's how I make like $300 a week just from that. Yeah, I've got that going. I had a job at McDonald's for a little bit. I just recently quit though, because probably gonna be like, oh, this is a lame excuse, but all the people there were like, they were all assholes. They didn't treat the employees right. And I didn't want to work in an environment like that. I mean, all the employees were super nice. Everybody except for the managers. All the managers were assholes. So I was in the middle of my shifts. You had to wear gloves for sanitary reasons, obviously, but I was starting to put on gloves, and I got sick of it because those gloves are a pain in the ass to put on. And I was in the middle of it, and I went to go put it on, and I could not get the gloves on as hard as I tried because my hands were super sweaty and stuff like that. So I tried to get the gloves on, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm going home. And I left. And there was a manager walking by to go back into the storage room. And I was like, I'm going home. And she stopped in her tracks, and she was like, why? I was like, because I can't do this. I'm going home. And she was like, okay. And then the person that I was cooking with, because I was on the grill station, but the person that I was cooking with said, you can't leave me. And I said, I can. I just did. And I felt bad, actually. But it was whatever. I couldn't really be there, and I didn't want to be there. I got sick of it. So, yeah, that's what. Well, anyways, sorry. I have a lot of thoughts running through my head. But anyways, when she said I couldn't leave, I went to go walk out, and I was like, yeah, fuck this place. I quit. And one of the managers said, "What's wrong?" before that. And I was like, "Fuck this, I quit." And she was like, "Oh, he's done." And I just walked out. And then I tried to go meet up with a friend, but he wasn't at his house, so I had my dad come pick me up. And that was about it. I quit my job at McDonald's, and now I have my clothing brand to focus on right now. So I had money coming in, and I was gonna save up for a website, but I never really got the chance. So yeah, that was it. It is gonna be a fairly short episode. I will have one maybe Thursday. I'm not really sure. But this another one will be uploaded. It won't take me like a year and a half to upload another one, I promise. But I will see you guys on the flip side. Peace out. Thank you for listening. This has been Leland Bradbury's podcast. Have a good night, everybody. Peace out.